Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. You and I, as human beings, are more prone to dwell on problems, things that can go wrong, obstacles and things we need to resolve, than we are on everything that goes well, all that we accomplish and what we're learning. Now, it's part of our disposition. I picked up somewhere that about 75% of our emotional capacity is spent on looking for problems and situations that can go wrong. It's just part of evolution. We want to be ready and avoid threats. Now, you might hear this over a weekend or at the beginning of a week, and if so, you might have spent some time reflecting on the past week. This is a habit I highly recommend that I'm sure we'll cover in depth in some other podcast episodes going forward. But a couple of days ago, Friday, we had a seminar for our community, and we spent about an hour training them how to most effectively review the past week, reflect on it, and then create a focus going forward. I heard about 10 years ago how valuable it was to review the week only from accomplishments and learnings. Basically, noticing progress, noticing things that have gone well, that I'm happy with, results that happened, things I was proud of, things I'm grateful for. I didn't think much of it at the time. It was, yeah, that could be useful maybe to just notice stuff that go well. But I started practicing that approach with management teams I was training, with other leaders and myself. And I soon discovered that when you dwell on things from the past week, the recent past, and you only focus on things that have gone well, like results that you are happy with, things that you're proud of, things that you actually accomplished, things that you learned from the past week, and you dwell on that for some time and just skip everything for a minute that didn't go well, that you had hoped to achieve that you didn't, things that you didn't have time to accomplish, simply stick with what went well for the week, what brought joy to you, or things you learned. And it's interesting when you do. It's very common that people discover way more things that actually went really, really well past week than they first thought of. I highly recommend you look in your calendar and take a look, actually, what did you do in the past week? And what accomplishments and results came from that? Really dwell on things that you are happy with, proud of, or feel grateful for. And hang out there for a while. Even 5 minutes. It's worth your time before you start looking ahead on what must be accomplished for the upcoming week. Had one participant sharing the call, and she was so joyful and elated, and she'd broken through something with herself because she noticed what an awesome week she'd had. She had been recording stuff, people had her coming to her place instead of her needing to travel all the time. She had several milestones being accomplished in the past week, but when she first thought of a week, she didn't even remember. That is so very common. You and I are trained to look for frustrations and dangers to avoid more than we are trained to notice progress. Once you've done that for the past week, for a while, you get present to a sense of accomplishment and progress. Then when you look forward to next week, I recommend the following practice. Pick just one thing as your most valuable priority for the week. And I'm going to speak about that in the next podcast episode. But for now, when you go into a week, what if you looked for one result that if you had accomplished that by Friday or by end of week, whatever that means for you, it would be truly meaningful for you? And if it's really tricky to find just one, then ask yourself the following question. What 3-4 things would I love to have happened by the end of next week for me to experience having had a really good week? So what 3-4 things would happen during the upcoming week for you to have the experience that this was a really great week? That's different than having 20 things on a to-do list or trying to catch up or just pushing hard to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. Somebody told me also that that's a very different question from anything I asked, Wilhelm. You ask what would have me experience a great week. And your focus is on experience, not on what to do. And I said, well, obviously, that's what we all want, right? We want to experience something from the week that we create. And that experience is what we are after, not necessarily ticking off stuff on a to-do list. So, next episode, I'll share about that most valuable priority for the week and a metaphor and a focus that is super powerful. So, come back, listen for that. But for now, make sure then you review your weeks, you look for accomplishments and progress and learnings and things that you are happy with first. And then, if it's hard to find one priority, you can ask yourself what three, four things would you like to have happened by the end of next week, such that you would experience that it had been a really good week. So, thanks for listening. I'm back mostly daily with this podcast. So, welcome back, and I'll see you later. Bye bye.